Well, good evening, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I am so happy that you've joined me here today, both live and later on the recording. It is an absolute pleasure to be able to spend this little bit of time with you. And tonight, we're going to talk again about social media. I've been getting asked so many questions lately about social media and how to use it, in your home-based business. So thank you, everyone, for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's carla@butterflyneworking.com, butterflynetworking.com, and you have dialed in to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass at 218-862-7200, bridge number 549706. That's bridge 549706. And we go ahead with our home business tips, both in personal development, home business, and in social media here every Tuesday night at 5:30 Pacific. Thanks very much for joining me. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you here today. If you are too shy to ask your questions on the phone, or you can also send me an email to carla@butterflynetworking.com. Or you can give me a phone call at 877-767-7544 and leave me a message with your name and number and the best time to give you a call. Or you can just leave your question on the voicemail. Either way, I look forward to getting your questions and comments. As always, they are great to get. I love them. They sometimes keep me going. They come in at the most opportune time. So thank you very much. Your timing is impeccable. And as always, I am looking for people who want to play in that team environment, people who are willing to be coached, mentored, and supported to achieve the success they want in their life. And again, it's carla@butterflynetworking.com, or you can go to the website, butterflynetworking.com, and submit your name and your email and get those 30 free tips on how to use social media, how to get started using social media for your home-based business. So what I want to get into tonight are a couple of different topic areas within social media. And one of them is getting in now and giving yourself the advantage. I personally am totally immersed in social media, but I also know that there are thousands, if not millions, of people who are still not involved in social media. They have no idea what Twitter is. And Facebook, well, yeah, maybe they've heard of that, but no, I don't have a Facebook account. If you are a small business owner, you really do have a great advantage right now, because jumping into this game before the whole crowd comes online is going to put you out in front of the pack. You're going to know what it's all about. You're going to know what to do. You're going to have your account established. So getting in now before the crowds is really going to put you ahead of the pack. And engaging with people using all of these different tools gives you that opportunity to connect with people, to develop relationships, and build your own community around your loyal customers and clients. How many times have you attempted to contact a company? And you've sent an email or you've left a voice message and it just doesn't get returned. I know a couple of weeks ago I attempted to get a hold of, what was it? Oh, my telephone company. And oh my goodness, it was terrible. It took me weeks to get it straightened out, because between my schedule and their office hours, which were pretty slim, I didn't connect properly with them for weeks. With social media, you can connect with your client really quickly, and you can respond to their needs. And that is what's going to differentiate you from your competition. You are going to be easily reached. Now, whether it be you yourself or a virtual assistant or employees that you have that handle this, but you can be quickly and easily reached and respond to their needs. So here are some of the statistics I found out during this last week. And I really hope that they're going to persuade you to really take a serious look at all of these social marketing tools. The Social Media Marketing Industry Report indicates that 81% of all marketers who choose social media say it generates more exposure for their business. 81%. 62% said that it helped close more business deals. And 85% of small business owners said they reaped benefits from social media techniques. How would you like to be one of those 85% of those small business owners and reaping the benefits of the social media techniques? One of the many ways that you can do that right now to build that successful online social media presence is to watch and mirror what the larger companies are doing. So the smart companies out there right now, and some of the smart companies that are on Twitter or any blogging platforms are companies like Walmart, Chevron, General Electric. These are Fortune 500 companies that are using social media. Watch what they're doing. You can join different groups and different forums where your target market already gathers. And then you can create relationships, respond to questions, and in some cases, you're going to be able to direct them right to your information or your product, depending on the question that's asked and how you respond. So just like when I write articles and I post them on ezinearticles.com. Now, all my articles are easily accessed by going to articlesbycarla.com. And I provide an option to learn more about social media marketing on the end of each and every one of my articles. But I leave that choice up to the reader. I let them know that they can help themselves. If they're interested, if this is something for them right now, they can help themselves to the information, just like they can help themselves to your buffet of information, what you have available, the products, the services, all the different things that you have available. And sometimes you can, not even sometimes, you can easily ask your customers and your clients online, what exactly is it that you're looking for? There's tons of different questions that you can ask on Twitter, on Facebook. You can post surveys. You can send surveys out via all of your different social media accounts. And you can actually find out exactly what it is that your potential customers and clients are looking for, and then you can create that product and meet that need. Because we really are all social customers. All we really want is to be valued, listened to, and not simply thought of as a financial transaction. And that's what social media marketing is all about. So what are some of the benefits for your customer? Not for you, but what are the benefits for your customer when you decide to hop onto the social media marketing bandwagon? Because the growth of social media tools has been reported on many occasions to be built on the desires coming from our clients and our customers. And that desire is to change the way we do business, to be that social customer, not just that financial transaction. And we as social customers want to make our voices heard. We want to have communities built around the products and the services that we use. We want to talk to other people who are using the same products and services. We want to compare notes. Hey, how did you use it here? Oh, I never thought of that. Hey, I'm going to do that over here. Community built around your product and your service. I mean, a big one. Take a look at the example and the community that Oprah has built. Now, if you're hesitating at all to jump into all of this, oh, yeah, it's just social media hype. It's going to come. It's going to go. It's just one of them fads. Perhaps really thinking about it from the perspective of your client is going to help. Maybe, just maybe, it'll sway you over. So here are five benefits that your customers or clients are going to receive when you decide to use social media. And believe me, this is not an exhaustive list. So number one, customers can actually recommend your product or service to anyone they want. And in cases where you actually offer affiliate programs, they're going to benefit by being seen as that knowledgeable person about the product. They're going to recommend it to other people, and that's going to be cash in their pocket. So not only are they going to be seen as an expert in that particular area, whatever your product or service is, but now, through the power of an affiliate program, and trust me, they aren't that hard to set up, you're going to be able to have your customers making a little bit of money as well. Interesting concept. Number two, with all of the different platforms out there, your customers can really get that fast access to the answers that they want. And they can do a tweet or put out a post in a forum. And you are not the only one that has to answer that. Other customers can come in and answer those kinds of questions or tweets. I know I belong to a couple of forums where I go in and answer questions for other people. If it's something I know, and I know that, you know, maybe the admin people for the forum are busy, or, you know, it's not a time of day where they're on, you know, Pacific region, sometimes I'm on later at night, those kinds of things. I can go in and answer some questions for other people's customers and clients. And that word of mouth advertising is excellent for your business. How would you like to have tens of hundreds or maybe thousands of people commenting on how much they love your product in a forum to other people? Or tweeting about the fact that, wow, I just bought this product. I used it for the first time tonight, and it's excellent. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. I love this product. Check out this website. It is amazing how things like that can happen on social media. And your customers can actually influence other people to become customers. This is number three. Sharing stories together about the benefits. And yeah, sometimes to the problems or the challenges, because we all love to be seen as that go-to person for something. It's not uncommon to hear people talking with a passion about a product or service. Now, I personally am going to a sewing conference this weekend. And there will be a number of people there whose products I speak about with a passion. I love Sandra Betsina's sewing patterns. I love the way Ron Collins teaches. I can talk about them and to other people. I've answered questions. I've gone into forums, different things. I'm talking about another person's product or service with a passion. So stop and think about how many times somebody has passionately shared a story about a movie they've just seen. And they tell you, you got to go see this one. And that sways and persuades you to go and see that movie. Relationship marketing is what the social media marketing is all about. So people love to give, and your product or service can be a way for people to give to others. Number four benefit for your clients and customers when you decide to use social media. It enables your customers and clients to quickly give you feedback. When you constantly or consistently monitor your name or your product name, you're going to be able to tell when people are talking about it, and you're going to be able to respond. You're going to learn new ideas for new products and services, and you're going to be able to identify and solve problems quickly. There was a story circulating a couple of months ago about Southwest Airlines and how there was a complaint, and the person tweeted about the complaint. Southwest Airlines consistently monitors their name and their product on social media. They were able to jump right in, respond immediately, apologize for the error, make restitution, and get a happy customer out of it in the end. It was an amazing story about a company responding quickly to a complaint on social media. Because, boy, complaints will go viral a lot more quickly than compliments will. Number five, social media marketing will enable your customers and clients to build that stronger relationship with you. You are no longer just a company. You are a person. You are real. You are tangible. You have a dog, you have children, you love to go skiing, you love golf. You are a real person, and this builds brand loyalty and lifetime customers. Now, you as a person can share as much or as little as you are comfortable with, but people do want to get to know the face behind the brand. There are hundreds of CEOs out there these days who are blogging or who have Twitter accounts, who are responding to customers and clients online. Many benefits, and there are many more. But for today, we'll just go into the five. Five benefits for your customers and clients when you decide to get on the social media marketing bandwagon. The last piece I want to talk about are some tips that are will contribute to your success. Now, there are a lot of people who are jumping on the bandwagon, and they believe that it's going to be quick and easy. Now, the easy part may be true, and providing you're going to do whatever it takes, that is what makes it easy. However, the quick may not be so true. Creating that social media presence is about engaging and offering valuable information to other people. It's key to your particular success. However, you need to have that effective plan that's thought out and given adequate time. With that plan, the opportunities really are great. So in the beginning, you really need to know what it is you want social media marketing to do for your business. What do you have in mind? What's your end result? Do you want to be able to sell product from Twitter? Do you want to be able to sell product from your fan page on Facebook? Or do you want to send people by the hordes over to your website, where you want them to opt in, or where you want them to buy product? where you want them to comment. Think about what it is you want social media marketing to do for your business, because knowing this is really important. Because from there, you're going to be able to more easily decide which platforms you want to spend your time on and where you're going to get the best return for your time, investment, and effort. Decide what you want to achieve and then find the tools that are going to make that possible for you. So whether you decide to use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or YouTube, or any combination, here are some 5 tips. I have 5 quick little tips for you that are going to contribute to your success. And these tips are providing quality content that's valuable to your reader. Don't be tweeting junk. Don't be posting crap on Facebook. Providing valuable content to your reader in your niche. That is what is going to get you noticed. That is what is going to be engaging and valuable to others. You want to tweet about interesting and relevant topics. And they don't all have to be your own. It doesn't have to necessarily be all just your stuff. I tweet from many other people who are in social media marketing, other people who are, who love pets as much as I do, who are in the environmental area. Tweet and post and blog interesting and relevant topics. Your Facebook fan page has got to be interesting. You must provide valuable information. Because when you provide that valuable information, what you're doing is you're giving people a reason to come back. To come back and comment. To come back and interact with the other people, the other fans on your fan page. If all you're doing on your fan page is saying, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, then chances are people are not going to come back. It's not going to be an engaging fan page. You want to be able to provide stuff that's interesting and valuable so that people will come back. That's the whole goal of a fan page, to have it be on someone's regular list of things to do that they do on a regular basis is they go to your fan page. Great ideas can go viral when your content is engaging and valuable, and people will want to interact with you. And going viral is what it's all about. It's amazing the different things that have gone viral over the past years with social media. Take a look at some of the history in the top topics. Now, granted, there are the normal ones that you will see on a regular basis, like when the Olympics were here in Vancouver. And Olympics was a big topic on Twitter. It was a topic on Facebook. But great ideas go viral when the content is engaging and valuable. And then people are going to want to interact with you. You must make it easy for people to comment, suggest topics, and interact in order to have them assist you in generating that great content. Because it isn't all about you. It's providing that valuable service for your customer and your client. And remember, way back when I first started, we are really all social customers. So we want, as customers, to be involved. We want to comment. We want to suggest topics. I love it when you guys suggest topics. I've done a couple of little videos lately, posted them on YouTube, just little things on how to do some stuff on Facebook, and I'm about to do one for how to do some stuff on Twitter. So I get these comments and questions from people, and then I'm able to generate great content because people interact. People ask questions. People make comments. So your education and your training are going to play an extremely important role in your social media marketing. Because remember, it's always easier when someone shows you how. And you want to make sure that you learn from different reliable sources, people that you know, like, and trust. Now, I hope that I would be one of them. And I would want you to go to butterflynetworking.com, sign up for the free 30 tips and techniques on how to use the four major social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. But you're not going to get everything you need from one teacher. I have learned that lesson the hard way over the past couple of years. You need to learn from different reliable sources, people that you know, like, and trust. And social media is an excellent way to find those people. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. See what people have to offer. Is their product that they're offering you for free, that, what's it called, ethical bribe, is it quality information? Only you can answer that. Only you can answer whether or not that's quality for you. So many people believe that you can just go and post anything on your blog, your wall, your fan page, and that people are going to come in droves. That old belief, build it and they will come, is not true anymore. There are millions of blogs out there today. And when you first post a blog and you take a look at your Alexa ranking, you get no rank. You get no rank until those spiders come and visit you. And if you're lucky, you might start out at 22 million. Google is number one. You want to be that lower number. So the old belief of build it and they will come is not true. And the internet today is filled with millions and millions of websites that are all vying for that internet surfer's attention. You're going to need to put in some time and effort and get that engagement happening. Knowing what you're doing and why you're doing it in advance is going to give you that real fighting chance. And remember, your content and how you manage and grow it is what's important. Having that well-thought-out strategy will really make a big difference. So I would like to invite you to go right now, go over to butterflynetworking.com, fill in your name and your email, and start receiving those 30 free tips and techniques to get you started building your social media presence, because you definitely want to get in now and give yourself that advantage. You want to give the advantage to your customers and your clients so that you have that competitive edge. And those five tips that are going to contribute to your social media marketing success: provide quality content, tweet about interesting and relevant topics, your Facebook page is fan page has got to be interesting and provide that invaluable information so people want to come back. Your great ideas can go viral when the content is engaging and valuable. And you must make it easy for people to comment, suggest, and interact with you in order to have them assist you in generating that great content. So I want you to right now go on over to butterflynetworking.com, sign up for those 30 free tips and techniques, and I will see you on the other side. It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today, and I look forward to hearing you again on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass.